Since its start in 2011, the Music Box has brought ambient sound art to thousands of people. It's often donned the roving village, and now they have recently acquired a 55,000-square-foot forest with an adjoining metal fabrication warehouse in the Bywater. We are here with the musical curator, Jay Pennington, to ask about how this will still be a roving endeavor, but of a different nature. So, Jay, what is something you always want to talk about when it comes to the Music Box, but never get to?
The hardest thing for us to ever kind of have people understand is that it's a creation of so many people, and that it's born of this organization, New Orleans Airlift, that has a really broad range of work across like multiple communities in New Orleans. That's often the last thing we get to talk about when you're staring at something so beautiful, and we don't like to explain it in the moment when we have concerts and stuff. We don't like to tell people too much about where you are. Come in, experience the thing, you know? Then go away with your impressions. And so I feel like a lot of times we don't get to tell the story of all of the people it takes to do stuff like this. The fact that just to get to this place in the Music Box, you know, we're talking about, we've built them in four cities now. We've done it with just builders and art and artists, over 100 people, just musicians, hundreds of people, you know. It just feels like easy to focus on the one object and then sometimes just miss the big picture of like community and collaboration. And if there's any truth to it, it's that it's a huge group and not just the five of us who show up every day to work for Airlift. You know?
Right. You're like, this is a different kind of village.
Yeah. Yeah. It's truly what it purports to be. You know, we really genuinely do count on everyone around us to help vision it and create it. And
oh, that's awesome. I love it. So what does it mean then to have a permanent space?
Wow. Everything. We can do all the stuff. We can, you know, work with artists who have sort of make long range plans in their careers. You know, artists who are maybe working a lot more than the 2 months notice we're able to give for bookings during a roving village version where we may not know we're going to be in City Park until 3 months before we're for sure until we're, you know, able to do it. You know, now we have the time to say, you want to come play this thing in 5 years? You want to come play it in 3 years? You're busy? That's fine, you know? And it also gives us a really good opportunity to work with local people to develop concepts within it over time. This curation just grows well beyond, you know, one person or one idea.
It's incredibly exciting.
That's first. That's just curation. The other stuff is obviously changing the houses over time, being able to like take out a house that's really exhausted itself because they're all experiments. All these musical houses are experiments in the idea of homes and sounds and architecture and music and invention.
So what about your own home? What's a sound in your own home that you constantly are aware of?
You know, I live in that place where the original Music Box was, the one in Bywater. That was my house, and the lot next door was the house that we tore down to build the Music Box was I own that as well. And so for me, it's everything that goes into that is a sound. Like musical architecture is my life as well. And I get to like experience that in different kinds of ways. The sounds of my neighbors jamming music across the street and all that stuff. Daily life. Yeah.
Right.
New Orleans. Musical in every way. You know.
It is. So how can people get involved?
We need volunteers to come around as much as possible in the next few weeks and into the summer to do some really lame things like spread gravel around and to do some really fun things like help us build a fence and prepare for this, you know, really pretty thing that we're going to get to do in the future. Right now, it's a daily sort of, you know, fighting the weather to be able to be out there doing work as much as we can. And we have a great group of friends who are kind enough to show up. But if anyone out there wants to come join us, we're there. We're there every day.
Well, to learn more about the current and upcoming projects for the Music Box, you can check out www.neworleansairlift.org. So thanks for coming in, Jay, and talking with us.
Thank you. I really had a good time.
For Nola V and WWNO, this is Kelly Crawford and
Jay Pennington. That was a high five for those who couldn't.